I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The British Academy of Film and Television Art Awards, or the BAFTAs, wrapped up in London with Rami Malek winning again for Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. He has already scooped up a Golden Globe, a SAG Award and an Actor, which makes him the strongest contender to take out Best Male Actor for the upcoming Oscars. The movie The Favourite totally dominated the awards, winning 7 BAFTAs, including Outstanding British Film. Olivia Colman won Best Actress and Rachel Weisz Best Supporting Actress for the film. The film also won Best Production Design, Best Costume Design, Best Hair and Makeup and Best Original Screenplay. It really was the favourite.
Alfonso Cuarón's Roma also had a successful night, picking up 4 prizes: Best Film, Best Director, Best Cinematography, Best Film, not in the English language. And Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor for his work in Green Book. Lady Gaga also got Best Original Music for A Star Is Born.
Speaking of Gaga, Peter, she's just posted an emotional announcement to her social media about her first Grammy win for Shallow, saying, "I'm not going to be able to wear makeup tonight. We just won our first Grammy nomination for the night. I'm in tears with honour and gratitude. Thank you, Recording Academy and my co-writers and Bradley. I love you so much. Thank you."
She's not going to be wearing any meat either.
I think the meat dress is done. She's done with the meat dress. It's jerky now.
How do you reckon she feels about that now?
I think she thinks it was a great publicity stunt and it worked wonders for her career.
It certainly did, didn't it? Sad news. On Friday, Albert Finney's family announced that the Oscar-nominated actor had passed away peacefully after a short illness with those closest to him by his side in London, the age of 82.
Oh, that's so sad.
He starred in many movies, including Tom Jones, Murder on the Orient Express, Aaron Brockovich, and in the later Bond and Jason Bourne movies. He also portrayed Danny Warbucks in the original 1982 Annie.
Together at last, together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever.
Still worth a look, that movie, too.
Oh, it's one of my favourites. What a classic.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.